Hello, I'm CJ Baumgartner. Welcome back to Amateur Hour, where we recap all of the scores going on in amateur baseball over the weekend in central Minnesota. While there were still a few extra regular season games that needed to get wrapped up, this weekend was highlighted by the playoffs.
Playoffs? Don't talk about playoffs? You kidding me?
Yeah, a lot of playoff action going on. We are going to break it all down here in just 1 second. First, we need to talk about on Friday, July 25th, a battle in the Lake and Pine for LNP supremacy. It was a Nimrod coming away with a 5-4 victory against Midway in Monaga. Clay Erickson set the tone from the start by going 6 shutout innings in the victory. Midway did score 4 in the ninth, but couldn't top the Nats as they get a 1-run victory. Not only does a Nimrod claim the 2025 Lake and Pine title, but also the number one seed from the league in the Region 4C playoffs this coming weekend. Now let's look at Region 11C playoffs. Double elimination from the start. Henning beats Kensington 10-3. Clarissa beats Long Prairie in Deer Creek 3-2 in a 15-inning marathon game as Jalen Hinsman scores on a pass ball in the bottom of the 15th inning. That took plenty of twists and turns. Ryan Rydell and Kobe Hinsman split pitching duties for the Flyers, and props to Predators starting pitcher Eric Hennerkamp, who threw the first 12 innings of the game to keep Long Prairie in it with a gutsy performance. It was a long night for the citizens of Deer Creek, who were patiently waiting for the game to finish so they could set off their annual Deer Trail Days fireworks off on Friday night. Props to them for being good sports. Ashby beats Vergas 15-2. Then on Saturday, July 26th, New York Mills beat Henning 10-3 as Darren Gaudette goes deep twice for the Millers and launches them into the next weekend of playoff baseball. Sauk Center tops Deer Creek 5-3. Urbank over Clarissa 7-2. Carter Simonson goes 8 strong with no earned runs in the victory for the Bombers. And Joe Stanzna goes yard with a 3-run homer to break the game open in the middle innings. Perham beats Ashby 10-4. The game originally scheduled for Deer Creek, however, it was moved to Matt's Field in Perham, and a 6-run second inning led the way for the Pirates, who advance into the next weekend. Maddox Kovash paced the Pirates with a double and 3 RBIs on the afternoon. Sunday, July 27th, Midway at Holly was canceled due to weather. Ada blanks Detroit Lakes 10-0. Back to Region 11C playoff baseball. Ashby versus Kensington, win or go home in the double elimination bracket. Ashby gets an 11-1 victory over Kensington. The A's get into the next weekend while Kensington has their season come to a close. Congrats to the Norsemen on their 2025 season. Clarissa gets the victory over Dent in a forfeit as they move into next weekend. Deer Creek beats Long Prairie 8-3 as Matt Stege has 3 singles and 3 runs scored to pace the Shocker lineup. Travis George gets the win on the mound as the Shockers get into week 2 of the Region 11C playoffs. Congrats to the Predators on their season. Henning beats Vergas 4-2. They advance into the next weekend. Congrats to Vergas on the completion of their 2025 season. We have an updated bracket online at wadenaradio.com, the Superstation K106 mobile app, or by following SportsCow on Facebook. We also have an early bracket at the Region 4C tournament and the District 5B tournament. Find all of that online at wadenaradio.com, Superstation K106 mobile app, or follow SportsCow on Facebook. We have another big, full weekend of playoff baseball coming up next week. Be back here on Friday, where we will get you ready with all of the matchups. I'm CJ Baumgartner, and this is Amateur Hour.